poiskin mizoynis leishes ish. If you have a married lady that doesn't have what tidon, husband left her, Bezdin has the right to go down to his fields and give her money tidon. Trashi Bezdin yours and lenichse mishalach lenidas hayom. If the husband left his wife, Bezdin now goes down to his property, or poiskin mizoynis leishto and takes out money there to pay the wife. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, ein poiskin mizoynis leishes ish. We don't go down and take out money from the husband's property to pay his wife. So Rav says, what's this machloikis? The machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this. Moedin liyabo, like Rav was moedin to me, father was moedin to me, that b'shloisha chadoshim orishonim, the first 3 months, everybody agrees, he don't pay him, he don't give her mizoynis. V'fishen nodem maniach beis areken. Her husband does not leave his house empty. That's for sure that he left some food there. Therefore, the first 3 months when he went away, for sure she has some food there, and therefore Bezdin does not go down to feed yet. If news came back that the husband died, and now she has the right to be fed, but there is a tonight suba, kuli amalai pligi, everybody agrees also that Bezdin would go down now to Paskin to give her mizoynus. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes? The husband went away, stayed away more than 3 months, and we don't hear any news, we don't know that he's dead. So in this time, we know he's still alive. And now she wants to get fed. So Rav, Amar Rav holds poiskin. Yes, we go down and take money to give her. Why? To Mishubid law. Because the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. So since it's Mishubid, if he's not around to pay her, Bezdin goes down and pays her from his property. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, ain't poiskin. Bezdin doesn't go down to feed her. My time, or why not? Because Shmuel is afraid, maybe the husband did leave her money. Maybe before the husband left, maybe he did leave over a pocket full of money for her. So therefore, we don't give him a zaynus now. That's Shmuel's svarah. Rav Papa says, no, we're also afraid, maybe the husband, before he left, like told the wife, listen, you work, keep your paycheck, and I won't feed you. That's called see ma'is yudechem zanasecho. Keep your paycheck for your food. So that's why now we're not going to feed her, because maybe that they made up already that she'll like support herself. So Mora says my benayu. What's the difference between these two terutzim over here? So Mora says ike benayu gedola v'loisafka. If she's a gedola, an older lady, shrashi ruyelis lispaisa moyus, that it's roy wa to be mafayisa to give her money. For Lysofka Mizonis, in the case where we know for sure that her paycheck is not enough to support herself. So therefore, we're not afraid the husband said to support herself because she can't do it. But maybe the husband paid her, that we're afraid of. Inami, another case is the opposite way. What about Ktana Visofka? She's a young girl, but she knows how to make a living. She could do something. So since she's young, Rashi Yubayla, Obalas Mulachavesh, Vyashonim Kizkitiknon, yeah? So vice versa, if she's young, then we're not afraid the husband left the money, but I call upon him, she could support herself. So Mela, if we're afraid that maybe the husband left over money for her, for Ktana, we don't say the husband left over money for her. Therefore, according to Rav Zvid, she would be poisik. We would give him a zaynus. But according to Rav Papa, that we're afraid maybe the husband told her before he left, listen, you're making a nice paycheck. You keep your paycheck for yourself better and support yourself, so then we won't support her. So that's the two pshatim in Shmuel, why Shmuel says when the wife is home alone, she doesn't have a right to complain to Bezdin. Bezdin won't give her mizoynos from the husband's property. That's either we're afraid maybe the husband did leave over money, or else we're afraid maybe the husband told her, you work and keep the money for yourself. So now we're going to our Mishnah like this. Mi sheholach l'mdinas hayom. If a man went over the ocean, the Ishtoi, and he left his wife home alone, and now his wife, the Ishtoi Tavas Mazinus. And now his wife is asking for Bezdin, I need something to live on, I want Mazinus. So we have in the Mishnah that Chonan says, Tishova Besaif. She only has to swear at the end later on in life when she collects the Ksuba. But Veloy Tishova Betchila. She does not have to swear now. Now when she goes and gets the Mazinus, when Bezdin sells the property for her, she does not have to swear that she did not receive any money from the husband. But Nechluku Allah Bnei Kahanim Gedolim, the Mishnah says that the Gedolim, the Kahanim, argue on Chonon, the Yomran, they said no, that Tishova Ba'atchilu Vasoif, she has to swear at the beginning, before she gets a mezainis now, she has to swear that she did not receive any money from the husband. And later on, if the husband dies or she wants to get a ksuba, then she has to swear a second time. But I call upon him ad kan up until now, loy pligi, there's no machlokes, it's the mishnah l'inyan shvua. It's only a question, when she collects her mezainis now, does she first have to swear or not? Avo mezaini yavinin lo. The mashmi, everybody agrees that she has the right to collect her mezainis. So to a court, to kash on Shmuel. Shmuel says when the husband goes away, she has no right to collect her mezainis. And here in our mishnah, everybody says she gets her mezainis. It's only a shalosh she has to swear or not. So the kash on Shmuel, so Gemara says, Tirgama Shmuel. I tell you, Shmuel's going to learn pshat now. Mishnah b'sheshama b'shemes. We're talking about what we heard, the husband died. So that's the Morbi said before, even Shmuel agrees then, that if we hear that the husband died, and now she wants to collect mezainis for the Tanaik Suba, for that for sure she has a right to collect. So only Machloikis, does she have to swear first or not? So for now, Mishnah is no kasha on Shmuel. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says, Mishonachon Dinasiyam, a man went away. The Yishtra Tavaz mezainis, and his wife now is threatening to ask me for mezainis. Penekanim, Gedolim Maimrim, Tishava, she has to swear first. She doesn't have to swear. But she comes and says, that you made up how much money you have to pay me for mezainos, is a loch neman. Rashi neman neman uveshvua, or machzeres lo mashnas lo bezdin. In other words, if she comes later and says that she got the money for mezainos already, Rashi v'imbov v'yama pasak nor bel. It means like this. If the husband comes back now, the Yomer, and tells her, Pasakti la mezainis, means what kind of business is this when I was away, you got mezainis from Bezdin. I gave you money before I left. If the husband comes back and says that, Neman, the husband is believed. The pshat is of a shrua, and he has to swear, O machzeresh mas nosla Bezdin, and then she has to give back the money that Bezdin gave her. But I call upon a mashmir clearly, that when the husband is alive here, and the husband went away, that she does have a right to get the mezainis. So Chutz Akasha and Shmuel, Tamar says, no, Chachinami b'sheshama b'shemes. Here also we're talking about that the husband died. For the mother can't be, hi, v'oyim bo v'yoma koma. It says that the husband came back and said, I gave you money. And the Gemara in bo means li'acha Shmuel. It means, Shrashi li'acha sheshama b'shemes bo. Now the case is talking about like this. First, there was a rumor that he died. So therefore, she went to Bezdin, she had a right to collect her mezainis. And then later we found out the rumor is false, because the husband came back, and the husband said, what are you doing taking mezainis? I left you money before for the mezainis. So the husband swears, and then he gets back the money that Bezdin gave her. But I call upon him, there's no kasha and Shmuel. Could be here, the only reason why she collects some mezainis is because we heard, we thought at least that he died. Toshima, coming here. Says that the sefta, Misholach Lundina Tayyam, if a man left town, the Yishtra Tavas mezainis, and his wife now is going to Bezdin saying, I have nothing to eat on, give me money. The Yimbor, says, the husband comes back later, the Yomer, and says, see, Maisi Dechem Zenasecha, like, what right did you have to take mezainis from me while I was away? I told you clearly before, you work, and the paycheck keep is Rishoy. He has a right to do this. Kodmu Bezdin Uposku, if Bezdin Taka made a psak, Bezdin still made a psak, is Masha Posku Posku. What Bezdin did is good. But I quote upon him again, it says over here clearly that she does have a right to collect the ksuba. So Mar says again, Hakinami, here also, I tell you what we're talking about, Bishishama Bashemes. The case is why she collected the mezainis, I mean. The reason why she has a right to collect the mezainis is because we're talking about where there was a rumor that he died. And when the husband died, then the din is Bezdin has a right to give him mezainis. Toshima, Mishalachum Dina Sayyam, if a husband skipped town, the Yishtra Tavas Mezainis, and his wife is asking out for Mezainis. She has nothing to eat on. Is Bezdin Yordan Mechosa? Bezdin has the right to go down to his property and sell them and give her money. Vizonin, Umafanas and Liishtoi. Avoloi Bonu Babanoisov. But not to his children. Vloila Dovracha, not for something else. We'll soon see what Dovracha means. Omer Asheshis, so who here it says clearly that we do give a Mezainis. So Omer Asheshis, Bemashres Ishtoi Adeshlish. We're talking about when the husband went away, he gave over the mezainis of his wife to an apotropos. Like he made somebody else to take care, like to pay her. Why doesn't the children also get fed from this apotropos? And the Gemara, the owner left over someone to take care of her and not take over his children. But the Gemara, my piska, how could the official thing make a taste only this, not that? It's not mastavra. Elo amra papa. But say this to Shoshana Bar Shemais. I'll tell you, we're talking about the cases, the B'Eidechot. When Eidechot came and told us that the husband died. So therefore it's like this. He, she, herself, the boy, Yilamechet, and the Chosah, B'Eidechot. The Diboyl in Suvei, if she wants to get married now, we learned before there's a takana, Eidechot is never by Mitzvah Sabal. The Eidechot, she's allowed to get married. Motzi Mitzvah, she can get married. Therefore, she has a right to believe this Eidechot that the husband died. Therefore, Mizoyna Nam Yavina law. Therefore, Bezdin also gives the Mizoyna's Pesah, because we have a right to believe this Eidechot that the husband really died. But Bonav, Abinoisa, the children. They want to go down to the Nechosim, be Eidechot, they Motzi Nachti. If they want to collect the Yerusha now, with an Eidechot, nothing doing, an Eidechot is not nemet for money matters. You have to have two Eidim. So therefore, since the Yerushim can't do anything, the kids can't do anything with an Eidechot, so therefore, Mizoyna Namen Lo Yavina Lo. Therefore, Bezdin will not sell the husband's property to give for the kids. Because Bezdin doesn't know clearly the husband died. We only heard it from an Eidechot. To negay it to the widow, to the amono, that she has a right to bleed this Eidechot and use them to get married. The Rabbana will make him a Shem Isha Daiko Mitzvah. So if her is considered like when her money died, therefore for her we'll give him a Zaynus. But for the kids we have a doubt if the husband died or not, for the kids we can't give him a Zaynus. But the more my dog, Rach, what does it mean? You take the money for another use also? Rav Chizdua Matachshet. You can spend the money so she can buy jewelry. Rav Yosef Amatztaka. She wants to give money for tzedakah. What's like this? Man, the Yom Matash, the one that says you're allowed to use the money to buy tachshit and buy jewelry, kol shechein tzedakah. For sure you could use the money for tzedakah. Okay, it says, v'loy lo dovrach, you don't use money, you don't sell his property for dovracher. So the one that says we don't sell it for tachshitim is kol shechein for tzedakah. For sure we don't sell it for tzedakah either. But man, the Yom Matzedakah, the one that says we don't sell his property, give tzedakah, avot tachshit yoivlo. But to give her jewelry, that we do. The Lainicha led to Navel. It's a svara, a man does not want his wife to look ugly. So therefore, that's a svara, the husband with Zicha Benicha, that his wife should have jewelry to look nice. So therefore, the man Yomit says, we don't sell his property to give tzedakah for him. That's his business. If he wants to give tzedakah, he'll give it. We can't sell his property for tzedakah. But he owes Latasha though. His wife wants jewelry. That's a svara, the husband would be Nicha, his wife should have jewelry. Therefore, we're allowed to sell the property for the jewelry. Alright, we'll stop here. So everybody should remember again, Mr. Shem, this is my Soy Shabbos, Shem, we're going to make a seam. After Shabbos, we'll learn the last blot, and then we'll have a seam right after that. We'll start again from Nav Kuv Zayin Omer Aleph. We're in the middle of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that there's such a loch of when Poiskin Mizoinus Leishas Ish. In the case where the husband went away, and his wife now wants it, she needs Mizoinus, so does she have a right to go down and Bezdin and sell from her husband's property to give her Mizoinus? We had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that Shmuel says it's also, Shmuel says we can't do it. So the Gemara says Torshima, in the middle of the bottom, Mishokam Lina Fayom, the Ishtar Tavas Mizoinus. A man went away, and his wife now is asking for Mizoinus. So it says, if the husband comes back, Yomer, and says, see, you should know that your paycheck, keep for yourself, I don't have to feed you, is Rishoy, he's allowed to do it. And it says, though, Kodmu Bezdin Oposku, Masha Posku Posku. But if Bezdin already paid her already before he says this, what she took, she's allowed to keep. That when the husband left town, she had a right to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin would give her the Mizoinus. Because it says here, if Bezdin did it already, even though when the husband comes back and says, I made a deal with her, that she was supposed to support herself, still, what Bezdin did is okay. Real there. Zemarian says, Hochanam here also, we're talking about Bishashoma Boishemes. We're talking about that at the time when Bezdin sold the property, was the pshat, because at that time we heard that the husband died. And if we hear the husband dies, then for sure we had, even Shmuel agrees, that you're allowed to sell the property to give him his Mizoinus. It's only a question when the husband is still alive that we're afraid maybe either he paid her off already, or else maybe he told her, support yourself. So therefore Shmuel holds, we can't sell the property to give him his Mizoinus. But if we hear that the husband died, then we have a right to sell the property. Toshima, come in here. It says, now really, the Mashur is real, more before says, Mashma, the husband has a right when he comes back. It says there, if he says that he paid the money, he has a right not to pay her off. So Rashi says before, he can swear and get the money back.
The divorce says, no, that both Gemaras are the same Gemaras here. That in both cases we're talking about before Bez Din paid her, if the husband comes back and says either that he paid her already, or else that he told the support herself, he's Neman. But in both cases, if Bez Din themselves paid her already, then the locker is, she does not have to pay the money back. Since at the time when Bez Din paid her the Mazonis, at that time we thought that he died, so Bez Din had a right to sell the property to give him Mazonis. Now when the husband comes back and says these things, we don't believe him. Torah Shema, come and bring your proof. Says another case is, Misholachon Dinas Hayom. If a husband skipped town, V'ishter Tavas Mazonis, and the wife now back at home asked the Bez Din to give her money, she wants to live. So it says, Bez Din Yordam Nechosiv. The Bez Din has a right to go down to the husband's property and sell it. V'zonin U'mefarnas in L'ishtoi. And they support the wife. Avoloi Bonav Abenoisov. But Bez Din does not sell his property to support his children. V'loi Dover Acher. And they did not sell his property for another purpose also. We'll soon see what it is. Now, our co-partner, it says here that Bez Din does sell the property for her mezonos. So of course, not like Shmuel. So more says here the case is Omer Rav Sheshes. V'mashre esh ishtoi adei shlish. We're talking about a case over here is that the husband appointed like an apotropos. He appointed somebody else to take care to support his wife. So the kids, so we see this husband wants his wife to be supported. And he did not pay her off yet. So therefore, in the case now, if this mashra, if this third person, this apotropos, for some reason also skips town, also goes away and does not support her, this is the case now that Bez Din goes down and sells his property to support her. But I call upon, if there wouldn't have been that we saw, he gives it over to a third person, Bez Din would not sell the property. It's not a kash on Shmuel. But over here it's for Mashra Sishtra Adei Shlish. He gave over like the support of his wife for an apotropos to take care of her. For the Gemara Yehoch, if that's the case, Bonav Avanais of Nami, Lechur, if he gave over to someone to take care to support his family, Lechur, that person is supposed to support his kids also. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the case is, Kish Ishra Lezu V'Hishra Lezu, he only appointed this person, the apotropos, to take care of his wife, but not to take care of his kids. And that the Gemara says, my Pascha, like who tells you that? Like it's not Mastavra. Like once a husband gives it over to somebody else to take care of his family, Lechuri tells him to take care of the whole family. How do you say it's only to take care of his wife and not of his children? So Gemara says, therefore it's not Mastavra, we're not talking about where there's not Petropos involved. See, if so, it's again, it's a kasha back to Shmuel, that here it says, you're allowed to take Mizainos, and you're allowed to sell his property to give her Mizainos. And Shmuel says he can't do it. Gemara says, Elomra Papa. Papa says, no, it's not a kasha and Shmuel. I'll tell you here also again, Kishashoma boy Shemais B'ei Dechud. We're talking about over here that the rumor and Dechud came back and told us that he died, the Baal died. Therefore it's like this. He, she, herself, the wife, the boy is in Tzuva B'ei Dechud. If she wants to get married, she's allowed to get married because of an Dechud. Motzim in Tzuva. If she wants to, she's allowed to get married. The Rabbonu will make her to believe in Dechud by Meis Baila. From the svar of Isha's daiko mitzvah. So therefore, since she is allowed to leave the Seidechod, Mizoyna Nami Yavinin Law. Therefore, it's a svar as she herself now has a right to complain to Bez Din she wants Mizoynas. Because as far as she's concerned, the husband died already. So then she has a right to collect the Mizoynas. Even Shmuel agrees. That's like a Tanai Ksuba. Ma'ashen Kein Bonav Avinaisa of his children, Di Boy Yilamech Lamechas. If they want to go down to Yerusha, like they say, and Edechot said our father died, so they want to now take over the property, nothing doing, we don't believe them, because for Momnish you have to have two Edim. So therefore we don't know for sure the husband died, and therefore the kids do not have a right to get Mizoynos from his Nechosim. So that's the difference between the wife and the children. Now the Gemara says, what did the Braisim mean to say, my Dover Acher, that we do not sell this property for another thing also? What's this other thing? So Rav Chisda Rama Tachshit, we do not sell this property to give her jewelry. If she wants jewelry, we don't sell this property. Rav Yosef Rama Tzedok, it means if we want to pay Tzedok, if there's a Chiyuv to give Tzedok, and he's not around the husband, we don't take the money out of his property. Now it explains, man, the Yom HaTachshit, the one that says we don't take the money to give his wife Tachshitim jewelry, Kol Shchein